Hello there. You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. You're listening to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And so as we conclude this third segment today on the theological basis for family relationships, it's imperative that we appreciate that grace is a necessary pillar and ingredient for sustaining and strengthening family relationships. And so, our capacity to forgive begins with the fact that you and I have been forgiven. And the love of God within makes it possible for us to love others in the same unconditional way. You see, the problem with too many persons in society is that they stop forgiving, and then they don't recognize that the first thing that begins to happen is that their relationships begin to dry up. You see, when you stop reciprocating grace, your commitment dwindles. And that's why then, as small as this society is, as small as societies are in this region, we should be able to unite very quickly and rapidly to do what is in the best interest of the growth and the development of the society. Yet in the 21st century, we find ourselves still dealing with archaic things that have become obstacles for hundreds of years. Well, it's because we're not focused. Where there is grace, there is the liberty of expression. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about earlier then. So, is there any place for law in family relationships? Since it appears as if in the 21st century, we seem to have increased laws in our relationships to control people. Are we to believe that when grace is present in the family, there is no need for law at all? I told you in an earlier segment, for the smooth flow and the development of the family, we have some contractual arrangements with some assignments. Those things should not be considered laws. They are arrangements. Now, the answer to this question, in my humble opinion, must be the same as the answer given by the Apostle Paul when he wrote in Romans 10, verse 4, Christ ends the law and brings righteousness for everyone who has faith. It is not the case that the law itself is bad, for it points the way to God. However, since no human being is perfect, we can never fulfill the law. Christ then is the end of the law in the sense that he is its perfect fulfillment. Ha-ha. That we are righteous is due to Christ's perfection, to Christ's righteousness. Don't get mixed up. It's only because of him that we live and move and have our being. So it has nothing to do with our ability to keep the law. Our salvation is not dependent upon us keeping the law, but upon us keeping our faith anchored in Christ. See, relationships start to dry up when you start practicing legalism. Yeah, but Dr. Thompson, so what you're saying is, yeah, but this sounds like you're telling people they don't have to obey no law. Listen to me closely. Since Christ is the fulfillment of the law, if we then live by faith, we are above the law. So the law doesn't come into debate with us. Oh, this is interesting. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You see, this same can be said concerning family relationships. Through Scripture, we can know something of God's ideal for family relationships, but none of us can expect to perfectly measure up to that ideal. In a family based on law, perfection will be demanded of each person. Rules and regulations will be rigidly set to govern relationships. This kind of pressure for flawlessness adds guilt to the failure that is inevitable in such relationships. That's why many people today want the relationship without responsibility. Oh. That sounds like another series, you see? See, we need to stop and consider, why is it that so many people still want the benefits of the relationship, but they don't want all of that other stuff? Well, it's because we've become so drunk with legalism. And we have so many rules and regulations and laws that inevitably the person will fail to upkeep all of them. And human beings weren't designed to fail, so they'll circumvent it. But God loved us so much, He knew that the law was a harsh thing. That's why He sent grace to free us from the law. And if we are freed from the law, then there is no condemnation to us when we fail and do wrong, because in our relationships we can find the grace to give and receive forgiveness. We will continue our series, same time, same place, and I'm out.